Now I've had a couple of coffees, just on my third coffee to wake me up after one of the longest nights of my life. My two young boys wanted this come up with this bright idea that we needed a night watchman, and they were the ones for the job. So I came up with this clever plan of, oh, let's sleep down at the warehouse tonight. Yeah, now I'm not sure sometimes whether I should just grow old gracefully and get me pipe and slippers or keep coming up with these harebrained ideas. I spent most of last night walking through the dark, trying to find my way to the loo. I've walked into a door covered in sellotape the wrong way round, which has stuck to my face. I've been treaded on toys left in different doorway exits and entrances to stop the burglars. I really do think I've let them watch Home Alone far too many times. To say I've got marks on my feet, I've tripped over an extension lead that they put across the door as I to trip over the burglar. So I have to say it's not only been one of the longest nights of my life, but probably one of the most painful. So I'm going to sit here, watch the sun come up with a coffee, and then start trying to take all these contraptions down and pray that I've found every single one of them before work tomorrow. Because otherwise I could be in serious trouble when I come down the warehouse stairs for the first time and find that they've got some guillotine arranged to take me head off. So I shall leave you all in peace on this Sunday morning whilst I try and recover from the night before. Not quite the way I used to recover from nights before when I was younger, but this is definitely a different way of recovering from a different night. See you folks later.